hope you're enjoying your... I feel like we say this in January, but maybe it's the last hurrah for, or the first hurrah for good weather. I don't know how to do that anymore. Basically, any day in January that we can get that's sunny and over 45 degrees, I'm going to take it. We're just checking off the days until we get to some consistently nice weather.
Oh, yeah. I don't see a 40 here in the next 10 days.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
We're going to get down a little bit there on Thursday. But then we kind of bounce back.
We're going to yo-yo here.
I did this last year, and people, I know the station is notorious for weather jinxes, but I can't remember what it was. At the end of one of a show, I was just like, this is going to be great. I hope everybody has we just have to deal with this weekend, and it's going to be beautiful after that. We're good. And it was not good. I can't remember exactly what the situation was, but I got destroyed for jinxing the weather, basically. As it goes.
Well, that affects everyone.
But today is nice.
Yeah.
So far, so good, anyway. We have odd news, Josh.
We do. Because
we have a world, and in that world is odd news.
I assume you watched the football last night.
I watched the football.
You talked about it. I assume you're not faking it.
Not faking.
You saw...
Not J.J. Watt.
Michael Buffer at age 77, not quite have it anymore.
So I didn't see him, but I heard him a lot during the game.
Yeah.
He was the guy doing third downs. He was like, third? Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Like, do they... That's is
an
he
odd
their
gig for him.
Is he their PA guy? Or is he just like, stand there and he yells when it's time to yell?
I would assume he just yells when it's time to yell.
And I think they should just go for it.
He did the let's get ready to rumble thing before the game.
Yes.
And boy, the Rams were ready to rumble. Well,
I thought I heard him during the game, but maybe that was just me.
Another luminary in attendance in Los Angeles, Travis Scott. You're familiar.
Yes.
I know we don't really talk about Travis Scott anymore.
I'm a young.
He's kind of.
Well, yeah. There was kind of taboo. Yeah, there was
an incident.
There was an incident.
Yeah. But he was at the game last night. He was in one of the on-field level suites, kind of hung out in the back, you know, didn't really make it well known that he was there for obvious reasons, until the second half when a pipe burst in his suite. It was a sewage pipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they had to evacuate the suite, and equipment and cleaning staffs did their best to clean up the mess.
This is a brand new football stadium. How does this happen?
Yeah. Maybe it was a rushed project.
I guess it wouldn't be the first. But, man, that's tough. And I'm not even Travis Scott. Like, if I'm sitting in a suite, if I'm anywhere, I just don't want the sewage pipe to burst.
I'm anywhere outside of the Oakland Coliseum or FedEx Field, I do not expect a sewage pipe to burst.
It is not your expectation walking into the ballpark that you're going to end up having to deal with a sewage pipe bursting.
Yeah, especially not a new palatial stadium.
And especially if you are Travis Scott.
And you know what? I said rushed. It might be a rushed project. It sat there for a year.
That's right.
Where they were playing games with no fans. So they had an extra year.
Hmm.
Hopefully that doesn't happen when the Super Bowl's there in...
like 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. Might want to figure that out. Might want to test all the other ones.
Who's going to be sitting in the on... Man. Oh. Who's sitting in the on-field suites or the field-level suites for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What kind of people are we dealing with there?
NBC's going to have cameras on everybody.
Yeah.
Because ESPN
did
last night.
It's going to be a star-studded Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Will Ferrell was there last night.
I was skeptical about, you know, just the idea of the Rams moving to L.A. And it certainly didn't feel great when they were playing at the Coliseum. But it was kind of lit.
That stadium was loud last night.
It was kind of lit.
I don't know if it was Cardinals fans, Rams fans, drunk people. That stadium came off as loud last night on television.
I mean, two of the swankiest sports arenas that we have were incredibly intense over the last couple of days, when you include Jerry World as well.
Yeah, yeah. So shout out to Rams fans.
Yeah, great job, LA sports fans. We don't give them shout outs very much, but you deserve one.
Christmas trees. Are you a...
I celebrate Christmas?
Well, yeah, let's first check that box.
I do.
Okay. Are you a Christmas is a quarter of the year guy, or are you a December 26th? Let's get that thing down.
I will... my house will be decorated as my wife sees fit.
Sure. Absolutely.
And usually the tree will head up shortly after Thanksgiving.
Okay. When does it come down?
Could be anywhere from a week to... It's pretty within a month.
Okay.
Within a month.
Okay. We just took ours down over the weekend.
Okay.
Because I'm...
Yeah, I feel like mine's been gone for 2 weeks now.
Well, there's a new trend out there for those. And this feels like something we're calling a trend, but it's not actually a trend.
Oh, I'd like to hear this.
Just leave it up all year round. Leave it up all year round, and you take the Christmas decorations off of it.
So it's just a tree?
It's just a tree when it needs to be just a tree. When Valentine's Day rolls around, you put Valentine's decor in it.
Okay, no. No. I just figured it sat empty the rest of the year. It can't be like a Halloween tree.
Nope. Yep. It's a Halloween tree. It's a St. Patrick's Day tree. It is an Arbor Day tree. It is an Indigenous Peoples Day tree. this feels like something that's an excuse to be lazy. And that's coming from a person who can be quite lazy.
I've been called lazy before as well, but I can't stand clutter. I don't like when there's just unnecessary things there. So you would have to think at one point during the year, I would just, you know, decide that, no, I'm taking this down.
Nope, like, today's the day.
I would get the itch. Yep, mm-hmm. I would get the itch at some point during the year.
Absolutely. Well, this article goes on to detail two women in British Columbia who have decided to leave their tree up all year long, and that apparently is enough to call it a trend. Oh. I don't see this catching on.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But it did get us into a nice conversation about when to take the Christmas
tree. Anybody put it on TikTok, maybe?
I assume that, I mean, that's where you get a trend started nowadays, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not on the TikTok because I've heard it's addictive, mm-hmm. and I have an addictive personality, so I just know I need to stay away from this thing.
You're doing the right thing.
Even though I'd like to be a part of it. I feel left out.
Oh, you get, your TikTok experience could be whatever you want it to be. And
that's what I've heard.
Part of the issue.
I've heard it just knows what you want and need.
Well, I think it probably gives you a bunch of, you know, gives you a bunch of feelers. And then it decides after that. And you go down a certain path. And yeah. So it could be whatever whatever it decides. And that's why it can become addicting. As far as the Christmas tree thing, pass.
That will not be happening in the Happer household?
No, I don't think so. It's not. Well, it also makes the Christmas tree less special. You know, the Christmas tree goes up.
Sure.
There's a certain feel to it.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a signal to the kids, like, hey, it's happening.
Yeah.
And pro tip, you can tell the kid, hey, you see that tree? Santa's watching.
That's right.
When I tell you to do something, do it.
And then it comes down shortly after or long after, whenever.
Kid's a monster.
And there's a feeling of freshness to it.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I got a corner of my room back.
Exactly.
Wow, oh my goodness.
There's this whole area where I could just put stuff there. It's great.
So much more room for activities.
Exactly.
We head to Pennsylvania for the last story. Let me read the headline because.
Wait, let's go back.
Uh-huh.
I've received a text from my wife.
Oh.
Who says, I've literally talked to my friends about decorating the Christmas tree for other holidays.
No. Oh, no. I've given this the green light in so many households. I didn't think of the power I yielded.
It's not up to me. It's not up to me.
No, it's not. It's really not. Good on you for knowing that.
I'd be curious to see a 4th of July tree. I don't think this is a challenge. I don't think that she could do it.
And one of the sparklers went out, honey.
I'm not sure if she could pull it off. but
you put some of that red, white, and blue bunting.
It's a tree. It's a green tree. It's green is one of the colors of Christmas.
Little mini flags.
You could do it. It would just look weird. There's no way. Okay, there's the challenge. This has been thought about before by normal people, or you know.
I feel I've started a conversation in your household this evening.
It's possible. Yeah.
I apologize. Egg throwing juveniles have their plans scrambled, police say.
Very nice.
And this is, I'm going to read the entire article to you.
Okay, great. Seems extended.
The Northern Lancaster County Regional Police Department was dispatched to the area of 500 Wood Duck Drive for a report of juveniles throwing eggs in the area. Police say four boys, all 14 years old, admitted they were bored and went outside to throw some eggs. The boys admitted to throwing eggs at the roof of one home and two cars. Police notified the owner of the car and advised the boys to clean off the car or face charges. The car was cleaned off and no charges have been filed. That was in the paper. Not our local paper, but that made a local news website.
Well, I'm glad that we have local newspapers that are covering everything.
They are very important.
Yep.
Also, good to know kids are still out throwing eggs. Like I.
Oh, good.
I'm glad that, you know, they had to face the consequences of their actions, but good that they weren't inside playing video games and scrolling the TikTok.
Yeah, I haven't seen an egging in quite some time.
Yeah. Especially a non-Halloween egging.
Do kids TP anymore?
I don't see it.
I don't see it much either.
Yeah. Used to be kind of a thing.
You're right. Maybe this is good.
I can find the good in this story.
Right. So we can deal, as a society, we can deal with the temporary cleanup that we may have to do, or they may have to do. And the trade-off being the kids are better off for it in the long run because they are building camaraderie with their friends in person.
Yeah.
In real life. And this is a very old man take.
You can't
egg my
zoom
house.
An egg. You can't zoom an egg tossing. Like
you get Xbox chat and egg tossing. Get on your
whippersnappers. In your my day, we tied Jans to a car.
Your Venmo.
Can you Uber me to this guy's house? I want to egg it.
Yeah. So, that's good. Good old-fashioned egging. And no charges were filed. Nobody's seriously in trouble. Clean up the mess. Yeah. You learn your lesson. You get out of there. This is how it's supposed to be. It's a very heartwarming story.
Good on the police for not, like, escalating it. Like,
yep.
Hey, clean it up and we're good. Don't clean it up. We're not good.
People can be normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is good.
Cooler heads prevailed.
That's odd news with a heartwarming twist there from Josh.
Faith in the youth of America.
We'll come back. More up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.